bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
Listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I want to remind you to stream and watch us live, like Sincere Willie, RN Kawanda, and that one guy are doing right now on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Just scroll down, click watch live, and make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never ever miss a show. So I heard some disturbing news today. And so one of the things that I wanted to talk about is money. Let me tell you something we don't admit out loud. Poverty has been redefined, not by politicians, not by economists, but by the real cost of living, the cost of simply surviving in America in 2025. The poverty line that the feds put out says that a family of four is in poverty if they make about $31,000 a year. Now, you and I both know that number is an idiotic joke. That's not poverty. That's impossibility. That's a number created so leaders can pretend the country is doing better than it really is. So here's a question. Do you want the real number? Anybody want the real number? In most major metropolitan cities like Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, Houston, and that other city, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, you now need to have what number? Zach, what number you think you need in order to just actually exist with a family of four?
Like a year?
Yeah.
At least $200,000.
$140,000 a year. Now, think about this. The federal poverty line is at $31,000 for a family of four. It would be impossible to live. So if you want to avoid living paycheck to paycheck, you would need to make about $140,000 a year. You would avoid chronic financial stress and avoid being one crisis away from the edge. Now, I didn't say $140,000 to live great. I said $140,000 to make it. I didn't say $140,000 to go on vacation or save for retirement. I said $140,000 just not to be considered poor, to not have to choose which bill you can afford every month, to not have to negotiate with the pharmacy, the drugstore, the utility when your car breaks down. Well, I say let it break down. Housing alone in many of these cities, and I talked about it the other day, is between $2,200 and $3,000 a month for a decent, safe, family-sized place, which is probably in a suburb. That by itself is $30,000 a year gone, and you're talking about $31,000 for a family of four is poverty. I talked about it yesterday. Child care, two kids, congratulations. That's somewhere between $18,000 and $28,000 a year unless grandma lives next door or in the house with you. And grandma has to have what? The health to be able to keep up with two rambunctious children. Now you're talking healthcare premiums, out-of-pocket costs. That's another $12,000 to $20,000. But that's dependent on your plan. Is it regular PPO, high deductible, groceries for a family of four? Because you're trying to eat healthy, right? Which means it'll probably cost you more, somewhere between $1,100 and $1,500 a month. Utilities? Upwards of $500. Oh, and that car that broke down? Car note, insurance, maintenance, gas. That's another $12,000 to $15,000 a year. So you're in the clear, right? At least one of y'all went to college. So now we're talking student loans, credit cards, the cost of raising kids, clothes, school, supplies, activities, fees, emergencies. And that's when your kids are in public school where you don't have to pay. Before you know it, if you want to just survive, that's six digits. And the moment you get a buffer, the moment you try to build your savings, retirement, and all that stuff, you're looking at exactly $140,000 or more. And here's the part that should really, really bother you. Since COVID, wages didn't grow with expenses. People didn't become worse with money. We didn't become irresponsible. The system simply stopped matching reality. The American middle class used to be built on one income. Now it takes two incomes to break even, and we know now that's not even enough. So if you're a single parent, this math will kill you. A single parent earning $60,000, a salary that used to be stable. And remember, in order to qualify for the school voucher program in Wisconsin, it's $64,999. Well, you should, because now you're living below the real cost of living line. But yet we hear, you just need to budget better. Well, what exactly are you budgeting, a shortage? You cannot coupon your way out of a broken economy. So here's what's really happening. We have a new poverty, a hidden poverty, a working poverty, and it's not just poverty of no job, it's the poverty of having two jobs and still falling behind. So it's the poverty of being educated, trained, responsible, and still unable to build a life that feels stable. And that is what younger millennials and Gen Z are feeling right now. And this new poverty is hitting our community, the Black community, the hardest. Black families already face wage gaps, wealth gaps, homeownership barriers, higher debt loads, and we're feeling the squeeze 2 to 3 times deeper. So somebody says, so why does it take $140,000 today just to survive? Well, because prices went up and wages didn't, because wealth grew but workers didn't benefit, because everything costs more, but the way we measure poverty hasn't changed since 1963, except for inflation. But inflation doesn't really tell the story. The economy shifted. We're now in technology and AI. Expectations shifted. The cost of participating in society has shifted, but the measurement, the definition of poverty didn't change. And we need to realize $140,000 is not a luxury. It's the cost of a basic, everyday, stable, middle-class family. So people say, well, nobody in my family makes that kind of money. Well, guess what? Your family also didn't pay $3,000 a month for rent. They didn't pay $1,500 for groceries, $2,000 for deductibles, $50,000 school loans. They didn't need two cars to drive 20 miles to work because public transit, like Milwaukee, is collapsing. Most of them didn't pay $1,200 in property taxes every month, and they definitely didn't pay $1,800 for childcare. But the difference is they also had pensions. They had jobs that lasted 30 years. Mortgages were $300 to $600 a month. A summer job paid for college. Healthcare was employee covered. And retirement didn't depend on you actually mastering the stock market. I got to tell you, that America's gone. So stop pretending that poverty looks like raggedy clothes and empty refrigerators. Modern poverty looks like a family with two jobs, two kids, two cars, and not 1 minute of financial peace. It looks like credit cards nobody wants but for survival. It looks like choosing which bill gets paid this month. It looks like deciding if the kids eat healthy or you keep the lights on, you keep the water running. It looks like being middle class on paper is really being broke in real life. So, Truth Nation, if you are working hard, doing everything right, following the rules, and still struggling, you're not failing. The math is failing you. The system is failing you. The definition of poverty is failing you. And it shouldn't take $140,000 not to be poor. But today it does. And until we fix that, America cannot call itself the land of opportunity. Well, not with a straight face.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. We want to say thank you to Associated Bank, a proud founding partner of the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Together, we're committed to uplifting our community by supporting local organizations and Black-owned businesses. Join us Saturday, November 29th for Truth Content as we spotlight incredible Black entrepreneurs and share their inspiring journeys. Celebrate small Business Saturday with us. And remember, whatever your financial needs are, Associated Bank can help. Member FDIC. Also want to say, Propeller Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, when it comes to your home, the smartest play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella. This month, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 6 years. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping the drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com. 833-212-1017 is the number. Ooh, I almost forgot. Want to remind you, the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is the proud home of Milwaukee Panthers basketball. Panthers basketball is back at home today as they will look to take on the Dominican University Stars tonight at UWM Panthers Arena. Scott Juarez has covered starting at 5:30 right here on 101.7 The Truth and the Milwaukee Panthers Sports Network from Learfield. Tip-off is set for 6 o'clock, so I'll be here until about 5:20-ish. Like around in there, 20, 21. 23, 24, 29, something like that. So we'll be hanging out. 833-212-1017 is the number. So here's the question. Can you live off $140,000 a year? Can you do it? Can you do it? Now, some people in the talking text line scream and holler, college ain't for everybody. Just because college wasn't for you doesn't mean college isn't for other people. And you got to stop, you know, you can, I think it's okay to disagree, but I don't think it's okay to, like, basically bash people who decide to go to college and do what they want to do. It didn't work out for you. It didn't work out for people, but your experience is anecdotal. I've seen over time how people have used college degrees for promotions, to make more money, to start business, to expand and grow and do great. So this thing about hands-on trades, this is my opinion. I think it's trash because I think you need both. And I understand that's what you're saying, but you actually need both because in the end, those with degrees are going to be the majority of the people running the companies. You want that additional experience, that additional critical thinking, and that only comes there. Like, I don't know how to tell you that. I don't know how to, because you could come up with myriad examples of how that's not true, which I agree. There are people who have done it without a college degree. But by and large, you might think that's going to change, but it's not going to change. And what you're going to find out, and if you continue to think that, is only the elitists of the elite, educated people, will be running everything. And that'll mean a minority of the people is running the entire country for the majority. Disagree? You agree? 833-212-1017. But Reginald is right. Poverty stricken with a job is abominable. I'm just saying. Let me see what else folks are saying on here. By the way, there's a poll. If you're on YouTube, you have to log in with your email. And the poll is, should a family of four be able to live off $140,000 a year? Yes or no? Yes, budget wisely and they'll be okay. Or no, after taxes, it's not enough. So make sure you check out the poll. Let me see what folks are talking about. Dr. Ken, I have excellent life insurance. It's my wife's best interest that I kick the bucket. That one guy is that one guy. Young Money said, forgive student loans. No, let's not forgive student loans unless you do something that makes it forgivable. If you join the military, sure. Join law enforcement, fire service, become an RN, become a medical doctor, become a lawyer in the military, become a public defender, sure. A public prosecutor, sure. But just forgive loans? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But that one guy is right. Go to college to progress a trade you mastered. Do both. That's what I would say. Do both. That's the one thing. If I had college to live over again, that is what I would do. I would go to college and then I would go to a 2-year and get a trade and go from there. And you really can't say most kids aren't meant for college because they are. The question is what college, what type of college, and what do they study? Ms. Smith said, this country is FUBAR. We have $100 billion to give to religious organizations. I don't know what that means, but nothing for our college students. That's right there in an indication the country has its priorities messed up. It's not up to the country to pay for your education. It's up to you. The problem is if we did elementary school the way we did college, it would be a lot more equity. They don't want to give you money to go to elementary school, but those same people will give you money to go to college. It's like college has its own built-in voucher system, but elementary school doesn't. It's just weird. And understand, conflating student loan debt and PPP loans have nothing to do with nothing. The PPP loans were for businesses and individuals to keep the country moving. And without it, we would be in dire trouble right now. So don't get that twisted. Don't just compare the money and say it's about the money because it's way more into that. You say our kids should not take out loans for college. It should be free. Why? If you have no, listen, public schools, you have no skin in the game. Homeowners are paying the tax for everybody else to go to school, including their kids. If they make enough money, they get to put their kids in private school and pay for public school or send them to public school. Some of the public schools are not good. So when you say paying for college for free, for what? That's your choice. You don't have to go to college. It's a choice you made. Elementary school is compulsory to age 16. You got to go. You got to get at least 2 years of high school. I think it should be 2 years of college, but, you know, clearly nobody wants to go. But we're not paying for it for free because somebody has to pay for it. And that money you think is going to trickle down from all these quote-unquote billionaires, well, first of all, it's not enough of them. And two, if you took all their money, it wouldn't hold a candle. It wouldn't touch the amount of money you'd have to pay for college. And so if you had to pay it for college, then that means everybody in the college, you get to wear that down. And let me see, you can't have this extra thing and you can't have sports teams and you can't. Like, so the breakdown of colleges in America would be catastrophic. But nobody thinks about that. LT said, when making a decision about college or trade schools, speak to a professional because people's bias is showing. And some of those professionals' bias is showing, too. Those who didn't go to college will tell you not to go. Well, here's the kicker. I say do both. I say split the difference. I say if you want to go get a trade, get a 2-year college degree with the trade. Then if you decide you want to go back, go back. Young Money said, I don't understand. Yes, the college graduates who are working for those businesses don't deserve anything. And then Young Money said, oh, no, a billionaire won't be able to buy another $100 million yacht. That's not for you to say. My money doesn't belong in your pocket. If you want the money, you go to work, you struggle, you fight, you start the business, you make the millions or billions, and then you can spend it the way you want. But what you can't do is tell somebody else what they're going to do with their money that they earned after they paid taxes, just like you. That is none of your business. If they want to go buy 10 $100 million yachts and they can afford it, they can. The problem is most people aren't willing to go through what they need to go through to get what they want to get. You're lazy. Lazy. And then you get mad at other people who have what you want and you want them to give it to you. Well, that's not going to happen. Your thoughts. 833-212-1017 is the number. You want to live in a society? Yeah, pay those taxes. They are. So they pay on their personal income. They start a business and they pay taxes on every single employee every time they pay your salary. Do you actually read your pay stub? And what do you mean pay more? Pay what more? Okay, you totally missed the point. Ms. Smith said we spend billions and billions of dollars supporting churches and other religious organizations. How? How? Help me out with that. How? We should stop doing that and invest in our young people. Here's your problem. You think I can take money, like only this money, if we didn't pay that, then it would help young people. No. Young people need to learn how to step to the line and say, I'm ready. I'm ready to commit myself and be dedicated and get this done. I'm not wasting my money on you if you're not even willing to step. I can't trust you to come to school when it's free. Why would I trust you with money and send you to college so you can trick it off and not do anything with it? Get out of here. You just want everything for free. You believe in that socialism nonsense. And the only thing they'll have is those same rich people who are telling you to follow. Think about the group of people that are in whatever city, whatever county, whatever level of politics, who are millionaires telling you to follow socialism so that you can get something for free. And they're not even paying enough taxes for they're part of the problem too if you're arguing that. And that'll never happen. And it's failed in every single country we've had. America's no different. Young Money said, I'm a product of government programs, SNAP, Head Start, and Pell Grants. No, you're not. You're a product of you woke up and took your behind to school and graduated if you went to college. But you did it. And these government programs are meant to help people. These government aren't programs to live on. You can't live off of SNAP. Head Start is funded because everybody went to Head Start. The government, that's the money you sent to Washington. You need to understand how the government works and how money works. Head Start is funded by the federal government because everybody gets to go to Head Start if they want. You're in public school. It's not poverty driven. They give a cut based on how many kids go to school. That's money that people in the area that work sent to Washington and then they dole it out. SNAP is the only thing, food stamps, that's the only thing that's given to people based on poverty. Pell Grants are given to people based on poverty, but you got to actually go to school. And if you trick that off, feds might come after you too. So you might want to be careful. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Hey, give me a call if you want to argue, if you want to discuss, if you want to kick it around, if you want to chop it up. I'm only here another hour.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Ms. Smith said, how? Tax-exempt subsidies, grants. How is tax exemption a subsidy? You realize the things and the people that wouldn't get helped and the people that wouldn't get fed or clothed or housed without tax exemptions? You have to motivate people in order to give. One of the grants, so we shouldn't give people grants? Okay. We'll see how long you last. I say let's just cut it out. Let's just stop taxing people and whatever money you have, you keep. You spend it on what you want. You go where you want. You do what you want and there's no tax. First thing happens, city government shuts down, county government shuts down, federal government shuts down. You have total anarchy. So go ahead. Knock yourself out. 833-212-1017 is the number. Mari said, Dr. Ken, excuse me if you already covered this. I just tuned in. If not, what is your feeling about Department of Defense severing ties with scouts, arguing national security concerns? I didn't hear about that. So I can't really comment on it. So, and if they did, they did. Okay. Fon said, I was offered a substantial PPP loan, didn't need it. More people got wood fences during that time, as you know. So we were straight. I'm glad we turned it down. And for some people, it actually helped. It actually helped. And yes, I did see the picture of that 43-year-old guy that was with Morgan Geiser. So talked about it. Done with it. Somebody said, why billionaires should pay more. I don't know what that means. Is that a comment? Is that a question? Or is that a statement? I don't know what that is. Billionaires create jobs, hire people, keep entire economies. You do understand that if you didn't have a billionaire like Bill Gates and Paul, what is Paul's last name? Anyway, in Seattle, you wouldn't have a Seattle. The entire town of Redmond probably wouldn't exist. And the majority of the people would have to pay significantly more in tax. Oh, wait a minute. They don't have tax. So they don't pay income tax in the state of Washington because the companies pay so much tax that and hire so many people that spend so much money that the local tax covers everything else. So if you don't understand how taxes work, maybe we need to get somebody in here in the new year to really explain how income tax works for business, for nonprofits, for corporations, for individuals, LLCs, all that. Ms. Smith said, you asked how we support religious organizations, how we give them billions. Who gives them billions? What are you talking about? Unless they write for a grant and get one, most people give out of their pocket and take the tax deduction. What are you talking about? Like, what are you connecting that makes you think that if we shut off nonprofits, all of a sudden, like, there are some things you don't want the government doing for you. You want to know, do you really want the government to feed you? The SNAP program ain't great. Free breakfast and free lunch ain't great. I've had to eat both of them growing up, so I don't know. I don't know. And then I guess an argument would be, yeah, but that was too far back in the past. Oh, okay. L. Dawson said, often people are making decisions based on their personal experiences instead of looking at what are the root issues to deal with. We all have the ability to build more, put some skin in the game. Couldn't have said it better. Because that's what you have to do. You have to step up and be responsible for yourself and your family. If you just stop this and listen to what I'm saying, I'm putting it in quotes, community nonsense first, community should be last. Because if you're not taking care of your family, if you're not taking care of yourself, if you're not taking care of your kids, bump the community. The community can go kick rocks. You take care of your family. But amazingly, if everybody in a community takes care of themselves and takes care of their kids and takes care of all that, guess what will happen? I believe they'll have more caring for their fellow man and woman and the children that don't have. Then you start to think about those cousins and nieces and nephews that don't have and if you can assist them. But don't spread everything you have out to everybody else. And then when you don't have anything left, complain that the government is supposed to kick in and give you what you didn't earn. Share profit with somebody that didn't work. We know that will not work. That is why some people are poor to this day. And while it's a small fraction of them, maybe 3%, 4%, 5%, it's enough. And if I'm going on my own personal experience, Lord knows if I can do it from the family I came from, where one side of the family was slamming and great and the other side of the family was dirt poor. Well, we were dirt poor and didn't get the resources that all of my other cousins got. Hand-me-down cars, hand-me-down clothes, private education from kindergarten all the way through college, or at least high school. Catholic education from kindergarten, Head Start kindergarten, all the way through 12th grade. And you wonder, how can my cousin, who's from a quote-unquote broken home with a single parent, who doesn't work, and a father who lives in another city, go to get a full Catholic education in Milwaukee from 4K to 12th grade and graduate from one of the coldest Catholic all-girls schools in Chicago? How'd that happen? Should I have been mad? Should I have been upset? Should I have, oh my God, they have and I don't? No. And I'm not saying, you know, stand up and, you know, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, but that's what you're going to have to do initially. Initially, you're going to have to actually do the work. Sure, you can mentor a kid, you can help a kid, you can tutor a kid, but the kid has to go take the test themselves. It has to. They have to. And then you build that confidence, you build that energy, and you grow. And you figure out, wow, I can do this. Yes, you can. All you need is one teacher that believes you can and you can do it. Because that's what happened to me. Ms. Swift said, I'm confused. Didn't Dr. Ken say we cannot call our country the land of opportunity so that we point out problems with this country? And he argues every point. Because the problem is not in a silo by itself. Yes, we have problems with this country. Yes, it's too expensive. So what do? Today, your goal should be driving to, I need, understanding what was just said, I need to work towards $140,000, $150,000 of household income in order to be middle class and make sure my kids make it. That should be the goal. It's kind of simple. And not everybody has the same success. That's not how life is, because we're not all the same. We don't have the same strengths. We don't have the same weaknesses. You do you. And I'm going to do me. Some people are more successful than others. I know I got to go to break, but I ain't talked to this dude in a while. Tony, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Wait, where you been, man? Where you been? I had nobody to argue with. I got people smacking me around. Ms. Smith is smacking me around. Young Money smacking me around. You know, L. Dawson got my back for a little bit. I mean, like, I'm getting Reginald. Everybody smacking me around. What's going on?
You know what? I'm just preparing for the end of the year. That's what I'm doing. So I've been kind of busy going back and forth out of town to handle a property outside of Wisconsin. So just trying to get that taken care of.
Billionaire. Just,
work is. No, that's not me.
Billionaire.
I'm not.
I smell a billionaire.
Rich gang.
That's not me. That's not me. But yeah, I had to chime in, Dr. Kim, because I feel like, one, we need each other. And you were saying something that stuck out to me about having, you know, those that have degrees and then those that don't. And I personally, those that have degrees will be calling on ones that don't have degrees. Your plumbers, your electricians, your your HVAC guys.
Correct.
So it's just like, we all need one another in it, and I feel.
But what do you mean by that? We all need one another. But what does that mean?
Look, what it means is that we need those ones, those architects. You're going to go to school to become an architect, to build these buildings,
right,
to build this infrastructure, and the ones that don't have the degrees are the ones that's going to be building those architecture designs, those roads, those bridges.
But is that need? Or is that just part of the economy? That's just part of the economy.
No, that's a
okay.
That's a need.
Okay.
So, and that's where, like, this is where I disagree, is that, and when we have become stifled in this society as individualism versus community. Community is how you take care of one another to make sure that you don't have the things that we have in this country and the detrimental things that we have in this country. People's mental health deteriorate because we're not making sure that we can focus on people's mental health versus work instead of what's most important. What's
okay.
most important
okay,
to most
so,
people aren't probably the sum.
So I'm playing but, devil's advocate. How is your
okay.
mental health my issue?
Because somebody else's mental health is our issue, because that spills over to situations like, well, how did this happen? Well, how did that happen?
How was that my
problem?
That
person got stabbed.
How was that my problem?
Because it spills.
That's not my problem if somebody else didn't take care of their mental health. Why am I putting that on my plate
right.
and carrying that baggage around with me? I'm just playing devil's advocate.
It's fine. Because what happens is it spills over.
What if it doesn't spill over?
Society.
What if it doesn't? Well,
it always will.
I'm not in control of regular society. The only person I'm in control of is me. So how can
right.
you say I'm going to be made responsible for something somebody else does that interrupts society? I'm not responsible for five people that got shot and killed last weekend.
No, you're not. You're definitely not on that aspect. What I'm saying is, something drove whomever that was to kill five people.
How is that my problem?
Because of something.
How is that my
because
problem?
Because something was missed.
How is that my
because
problem?
I'm like, you can give me that question.
Well, hurry up. I got time.
Question.
It's running out. Chop, chop.
right. So if we don't take care of those things that we feel like that's not our issue, it will eventually become our issue.
How am I going to take care of somebody issue? Shooting somebody somewhere else where I'm not even at 2 o'clock in the morning? How?
Hey.
You got so 30 seconds because I got to take a break.
Okay, so it doesn't just start with that person doing that. There's a buildup to it. And so that buildup to it was caused from another reason, from
you didn't
another
answer
reason
my
to
question.
Another reason.
You were not answering my question, dude.
Bruh.
You are not answering my question. That's a trash answer. That's that. That's that. That's. Mm. You want to hold on till after the.
I got to run, Dr. Kim, but I will. Right. I will.
Call me next week.
All right. Hey, all right. Hey, enjoy your turkey day.
You mean Thanksgiving?
Well, thanks. I call it Thanksgiving.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Miss Smith said, stop supporting the greedy rich. So if you get rich and you have money, you're greedy. And what makes you greedy? Because you should give it to them. And invest in the community and education. I already do. It's called paying taxes. Like, I don't understand. So people don't feel desperate to the point where they don't value life. So it's my fault that you act a fool? Like, you know, that makes no sense. Do you even have a job? That makes absolutely no sense. That makes no sense. None. It's easy to say that about somebody else who's doing the work and getting the reward that they're greedy. Are there some greedy people? Sure. But if you work hard, you'll do it. I literally got 1 minute. That one guy, what you want? What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Well, what's up? We got 1 minute, so yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving. Now you got 45 seconds. What's up?
It's all right. We can show for 45 seconds. Well, let's talk about...
didn't you call to say you had something to say?
I just wanted to say hi. I wanted to agree with the other guy too, but I don't want to argue for 45 seconds, 30 seconds.
Well, now you got 35 seconds.
That's all right, man. We get to be together for 35 seconds.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you much. I appreciate it. 833-212-1017 is number. Ms. Smith said the greedy get rich off the backs of their employees who they don't even pay a living wage to. Really? How many of them? You don't even know. You don't even have any numbers, no data, no statistics, no nothing is how you feel.
Bruh.
Which means nothing. So I'm still waiting. And how much money do you have to make to be rich? Young Money said, Dr. Ken is bought and paid for. By who? By who? It's not my fault you have an issue with success. It's not my fault you have an issue with people that worked hard and sacrificed. You know what that's called? Get a life.